This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. To help fund some infrastructure work in the city of Sandusky, the city council has approved using bonds in order to finance that work. They approved issuing a general obligation bond not to exceed $650,000 to do several improvement projects and to be paid back over the course of 20 years. The plan for the bond funds is to do improvements and upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant as well as to the water mains in the city. Fee charges will pay for the bonds and the interest charges, and the council's decision can still be challenged by using a referendum vote. And in other news for today, the Emily City Commission has approved going for a millage issue in the summer in order to fund some infrastructure work. The request on Tuesday, August the 4th, will be to renew 2.5 mils for the years 2027 through 2034 for streets and sidewalk improvements. The millage request is for a renewal of the current millage, so it is not an increase. Approval of the millage request would generate about $364,000 and cost a property owner of an $80,000 home, roughly $100 a year. However, the millage request comes with a provision that the city's Downtown Development Authority agrees to opt out of capturing its standard proportion of funding of the millage to support the downtown area. The ballot proposal is what generates funds for local streets. Without the local millage funds, the only other highway funding would be some from the state for work on state-related streets. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you're tired of dealerships stacking fees like they're building a bonfire, then come to Al Hansen Motors. No dock fees, no finance fees, ever. The price you see is the price you pay. No surprises. And for this week's featured vehicles, I have a couple new arrivals. The first is a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium with 41,000 miles. It gets good fuel economy and has Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, heated seats, and more. We're asking $16,580. Next up is a 2016 Jeep Cherokee North Edition 4x4. It has a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 58,000 miles. You get cloth interior with heated seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, and remote start, all for $16,980. I also have a 2018 Ram 1500 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded, has factory towing package, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and also comes with options you don't see every day, including Ram Air Ride suspension and the Ram Box. Take it home for just $28,580. And if you're looking for a reliable vehicle that won't break the bank, I have a 2016 Chevy Impala Limited. It's in very good shape with only 100,000 miles, and we're asking $10,580. And again, no dock fees, no finance fees, because paying for paperwork is ridiculous.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Brown City School District has announced its top class of 2026 graduating students. The valedictorian for the Brown City School District is Josh Eager, and the salutatorian is Lawson Cooper. Eager is the son of Jeff and Kareen Eager, and Cooper is the son of Aaron and Ashley Cooper. Eager has taken several dual enrollment classes and two advanced placement classes, which has earned him nearly 50 college credits. He plans to attend the Michigan Technological University and wants to get a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Cooper has also taken several dual enrollment classes and has earned more than 60 college credits. He plans to attend the University of Michigan for a bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering with hopes for a career in the space industry. And another news for today. The Marlette School District has also announced their top students that are graduating for the year. The Marlette School valedictorian will be Shelby Parker, the daughter of Toby and Tammy Parker. And the salutatorian is Lauren Pasick, the daughter of Tom and Melanie Pasick. Parker completed the Michigan transfer agreement requirements through her dual enrollment coursework at Mid-Michigan College and plans to attend Saginaw Valley State University to major in nursing with the goal of becoming an emergency room nurse. Pasek also completed the Michigan transfer agreement requirements through dual enrollment with the Mid-Michigan College and plans to attend Saginaw Valley State University as well to major in occupational therapy with the goal of specializing in pediatrics. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.